Mark?
Yeah, I want to ask Harvey, because one of the most common questions that I get when I talk about lung cancer to community physicians is, how do you get our surgeons to do mediastinoscopy or to do mediastinal dissections or sampling? Because we are seeing patients for adjuvant therapy in which you look at the path report in the operative note and you don't get the sense that the surgeon realized there is a mediastinum in the patient.
I think we're in a transition period. I mean, I think that our cardiac friends have led us to this transition period, which is good. And it's our cardiac friends on the cardiology side, although I have good cardiac surgeon friends now. What's happening is that we are getting a different population of thoracic surgeons. Now, our older thoracic surgeons, I guess I'm included, have led the way, but now the newer thoracic surgeons realize the importance of aggressive 10 to 15 minute doing this in the operating room, and it's being beat into them at the centers. That's why I answered your question that at the centers where the idea of doing a mediastinal lymph node dissection is powered into these people until we get the data from ACOSUG that really says it makes a difference or not, for your information about what you need, it's independent. A sampling can be done and maybe get some information, but it's useless if you see just one or two nodes. You need to know that there was a full dissection and that at least you can look back and see that. So I think that it's going to change. I think that what's happening is that with the training of new thoracic surgeons, that's going to be less of a problem. And the importance is to be able to hire those people in high-profile communities so that they set the standard. But the other thing that's important is that the thoracic surgeon cannot be looked at as competition to the pulmonologist. In other words, with the technologies that are now happening that may decrease mediastinoscopies, you need to have that technology extending both to the pulmonologist and to the thoracic surgeons to do endobronchial ultrasound or whatever, so you're going to be able to get what you need, so you're not going to miss the opportunity that the pulmonologist doesn't do it, a thoracic surgeon will do it. And that's why training programs now for thoracic surgery need to incorporate new technologies, not only on the molecular side, but on the technical side, so that thoracic surgeons can provide you that service too.